Espace pour la vie, Kids Podcast.
The Amazing Earth. A deserted island, three amazed participants, one mission: to live together in harmony with nature. A youth podcast brought to you by the Biosphère de Montréal.
Warning. The episode you're about to listen to combines rigorous science with a few playful twists, all to enrich your listening experience with a dash of whimsy and a spark of magic. Use your judgment. We believe in you. Stop everything. It's time for The Amazing Earth, your one true, tree-saving, emission-free reality TV, where we do whatever it takes to make the Earth a better place. Chapter 1, Arriving. For our three companions, the adventure begins today on Terra Costi Island, in the middle of Quebec's majestic St. Lawrence River. After receiving an official invitation from Tune Bird Productions, leaving their loved ones behind, and sailing here from the four corners of Quebec, or should I say three corners? Here they are, disembarking at their meeting point, with no idea what this odyssey has in store for them.
Welcome to Terra Costi Island, Akio.
Thank you! Well, looks like I'm the first one here. Wow! This pavilion is so white!
Welcome to Terra Costi Island, Paula.
Sorry, you all right? I was so caught up, I left my bags in the entrance. Here, let me help you with your stuff.
No thanks. It's...
Whoa! You can carry all five of my super-packed bags on one shoulder. Oh, you're seriously strong.
Welcome to Terra Costi Island, Billy.
Thank you!
Hello!
My bags!
What an incredible place! Everything is so... white?
Hey! I said the same thing when I got here. I'm Akio.
Billy, a first name very popular among singers.
And my name is Paula. I may not know a thing about music, but I know lots of things that will come in handy on this island.
Nice to meet you, Paula. La 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 la! I love when people have music in their names. Greta Thunberg had me at Thunberg.
Mind if I take the room that's much bigger than the others? The one with lots and lots of light? I'm only asking because I'm going to set up a temporary lab for the duration of the challenge, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be of great use to us.
Yeah, sure.
Fine by me.
Amazed Earthlings, please give a warm welcome to world-famous scientist Greta Thunberg.
Welcome to my island. I hope you had an amazing trip.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
It was a bit long, but...
You were invited here because you're three hard-working individuals with exceptional skills, talents, and knowledge. Now, when you signed the release form, you agreed to abide by Terra Costi's laws and regulations. You know the broad strokes of the mission that awaits you. You know that if you succeed in living in harmony with one another and with nature in this place far from everything, I and the entire team at Thunberg Productions will grant you one of your wildest wishes.
I have a very achievable food-related dream right now. Just out of curiosity, when's dinner
time? Amazed Earthlings, your first challenge begins... now!
Wow!
Surprise! Behind this wall that just dematerialized is a kitchen with no fridge, no pantry. If you want to survive on this island, you're going to have to achieve food autonomy.
She's joking, right?
This is the first in a long series of challenges that you must meet in order to accomplish your mission. There's no time to waste.
Whoa! And she disappeared.
You mean her hologram disappeared?
Oh yeah, that's true. She just seems so real.
The sand slowly sifts through the hourglass as the tension rises among the new inhabitants of Terracosti Island. We'll see them back on the terrace in a few hours.
Great. Now I too am starving.
What are you doing, Akio?
I'm making a rooftop garden. That should give us food autonomy, right?
What's food autonomy?
Food autonomy is when a person or a group produces their own food so that everyone has enough to eat. And you do that by starting a garden together and eating the fruits and vegetables that you grow. Oh, ouch! Ouch! Huh?
You okay? Wait, I'm coming to help you! Paola! You should check this out!
Whoa!
This little thing. I just moved some of the stuff that was on the roof and I picked up some fallen wood. Then I made a few modest garden planters with it. But I was super careful not to smush any insects, I promise.
Wait! I think I have seeds in my bed lab. These seeds are good candidates to sow in planters like yours, Akio, because their roots don't take up much room compared to other plants.
I made an even bigger one. Look!
Wow! Now that is fantastic, Akio. 3 medium planters and 2 large ones. Let's have a look at the labels on my seed packets. Tomatoes, peas, lettuce, peppers and hot peppers, cucumbers, radishes, fine herbs, arugula, and the list goes on. Oh, they grow pretty fast and they're edible. Oh, let's see, I also have corn, squash, and beans. And I know exactly what we're gonna do.
What? What? What?
The Three Sisters technique. It's an ancestral method passed down to us from indigenous traditional knowledge. In one of the large planters, let's plant corn, squash, and beans together. That way they will help each other thrive and survive.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited! And I just can't hide it!
Look, we have 5 planters in total, and we're gonna try to create winning teams. Tomatoes and basil, carrots and onions. The Three Sisters, of course. These are winning teams. That means plants can be partnered.
Plants that help each other?
Mm-hmm, precisely. Either because they have similar needs, or because they grow better or faster when they're close to each other, or because they produce more fruits and vegetables when they're together. It's called companion planting, or plant partnerships. Oh, and here's some borage I'm tossing in.
Borage? Now that's a word I've never heard.
It's for the pollinator insects. When you grow nectar and pollen-producing plants like borage, you attract pollinators like bees. And that's the guarantee to end up with some great harvest. Amazing fruits and veggies.
So all that's left is to water it. And wait for it to grow.
Now that's something I can help with. Grow, my friends, grow.
What? What in the Jack and the Beanstalk? Look how fast they're growing.
How is this even possible?
You see, my singing can come in handy on this island too.
We're gonna eat tonight. Come on, Billy. Keep singing.
Grow.
Oh, we've got so many veggies now. We'll have to be careful not to waste any.
Good thinking. I could build us a composter too, for our food waste. And we'd use the compost as natural fertilizer, so that the soil in our planters stay fertile.
This time, I'll give you a hand. I want to know how to build one for myself back home.
You do that. I'll make us a big salad.
Oh, yes! Yes, yes, yes!
I'm starving.
Phew! Thank you. With everything going on, I forgot how hungry I am.
And while our three companions find their chemistry at the pavilion, someone is lurking on Terracosti.
What's up, followers? Welcome back to my channel. It's your boy Slinky, always chasing the stinky to keep you all in the know. At the moment, I... Are you still there? I'm currently on Terracosti Island, where, as you probably know, the Big Amazing Earth Challenge is in full swing. When I first heard about it, and their,
let's come together to fight against climate change, blah, blah, blah,
I thought to myself, this project doesn't smell right. They say it's an initiative to improve life on Earth, the environment, and whatnot. But let me tell you, it's just one big conspiracy. It all smells fishy. Besides, all you hear about is global warming nowadays. But right now, I'll tell you, it's amazingly cold on the set of The Amazing Earth. Huh? What's that smell? Ew! Nature! Yeah. Makes me want to teleport straight to my couch back home. Yeah. Okay, Slinkers, I gotta go. I think I'm being followed. I'll give you an update as soon as I get closer to the main pavilion and learn more about what's going on here. Tinfoil!
And thus ends the first chapter of The Amazing Earth. Our three companions rose to the initial challenge. But what further mysteries await them in next week's episode? Stay tuned to find out. But don't feel blue. Life goes on, and this amazing earth we live on will keep spinning with the stars. Until next episode, stay green and stay amazed.
This podcast is a production of La Puce à l'Oreille on behalf of Espace pour la Vie, a Ville de Montréal service. Original text by Véronique Pascal, translation by Tom Donovan, script edited by Joe Gustin, produced by Les Studios Bakery, featuring the voices of Manon Saint-Jules, Nicole Arage, and Vigi. The Biosphère, the only environmental museum in North America, is supported by the governments of Canada and Quebec and Ville de Montréal. Espace pour la Vie is the largest natural science complex in Canada. To access other podcasts, please visit espacepourlavie.ca.